June 14, 2006, Badger.
Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tada Bhaktaya Tavai Vasmi Tavai Vasmi Najivami Tvaya Vina Iti Tekhya Vina Tangna Mama Charana My Koti Koti Dandot Pranam in the lotus feet of my spiritual master Om Vishnu Pad, Ashtota Satsimad Bhakti, Pragyan Kesavishta. And same Koti Koti Dandar Pranam in the Lord's feet of my Shiksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad, Shishmad Bhakti Vedan. Yesterday in my class, I told you that remaining burden of earth, Krishna wanted to remove before his departure from this world. So, he inspired Brahmins and Rishi, and they gave court that very soon they will be finished. When all were finished, then Baldev Prabhu took samadhi and he left this world and entered in Aprakrit Golok Vrindavan. Krishna was as if nothing happened, and he was sitting in a peepal tree. Thinking something, in the meantime, Uddhav came, weeping. And he told Krishna, now I have known that you are going to Yashodhaam, Golok Vrindavan. So please take me with you. Without you I cannot remain here. So please take me. Then Krishna told, you will have to be in this world. I will tell you the essence of all the literatures. How a person can attain Supreme Lord very easy. So you should stay here, and I am teaching you all these things. And after this, you should go to Badrikashram. There, Maitreya Rishi. In the way you will meet Vidu, you should tell him all these teachings. And then you should go to Maitreya and tell him, and he will reveal all these things to whole world. And I know that if you are here, no separation with me. Anyhow, you will be in Vrindavan on Kusum Sarovar, as a blade of grass is there. Asa maho charna, reni yusam aham syam. He has prayed that I should be in Vrindavan as a blade of cross. Gopil, come to Abhisar Krishna. the fifth guest will be there and my life will be successful. So you should be there. After some time, Vajranath and Parikshit Maharaj will come to you. And then you should tell them all these things. So Krishna began to tell all these things. Up till now, what I told, it was preface. That in what circumstances Uddhava came and Krishna told him all the teachings. So now, first of all, we will discuss about Nemi Maharaj and now Jogendra. Once Vasudeva was with Krishna and whole dynasty. At that time Narada came and he washed his feet, took his feet water and gave it to whole family. And then he asked, in my previous birth, I have done aradhana that Supreme Lord should come as my son. But I have not done anything to be liberated from this world. So please tell me the easiest method, process, that even a layman who has heard nothing about, he has no idea of what is Krishna consciousness, so easily they can follow and have the Krishna prema. So, it I told in Srimad Bhagavatam, Govinda Bhuja Guptayam, Dharavatta Puna Puna, Kuradva, Avishit Narada Abhikno, Krishna Darsana Lalasa. You know that Narada Rishi is highest class of Rasik devotee. In the first creation, Daksha Prajapati sent his so many thousands of sons to be educated in the school of Narada. Narada very soon trained them and they become sannyasi, renowned. And they went to forest to do aradhana of Krishna. When Daksha came, where are my sons? Still now their study is not completed. Where they are? Oh, they went to their house. Oh, from school there, I have given them what holy day. And then he knew that, oh, Narada has trained them. They have become highest class of devotee. And they will never return to this world. What world is? Narada knows. Narada knows. Only fire and fire. In this world, anyone cannot be satisfied by worldly desire and sense gratification. So, Daksha went to his, returned back, and then again so many sons he sent to Narada and told him, oh, don't teach them all these things. You can teach them how to make praja, how to children and daughters and sons and daughters. So only teach them this. Oh, I will train. And then he trained, and they became also pure devotees. And they went to forest. Again he became angry, Daksha. Oh, again I warned you not to teach them this Harikatha, but you have trained. Now I am giving you course that you cannot stay anywhere to teach anyone. As soon as a cow is milked for 5 minutes, you can stay there only, not more than that. Thus you will know. Not all, oh, very good. Now I will teach all others. At first I was engaged in the service of only the sons of Daksha. Now in the whole world I will do and will teach my bhakti to all. So, Govinda Bhuja Guptayam Dharavatya Punah Kurudvaha. So, the Daksha Sap, that the course of Daksha, could not enter in Dwarka because it was rakshit by Krishna. So, when Narad Rishi used to come to be with Krishna, there he used to spend so many days and months. And again, Krishna used to send him, again he used to come. So, when Vasudeva Maharaj told, "I have done Aradhana of Supreme Lord, His salvation, I have not done anything for my liberation. Please tell me." Hearing this, Narad became very, very happy and told, "You have remembered me, the sweet past times, and aprakrit guna samuha, qualities of Krishna. If anyone will hear, even one time, he will come in the ear of persons, they will be liberated, Krishna prayer will come. So, you have reminded me. Now I am telling that in very ancient time there was a king, name was Nemi Maharaj of Janakpuri. Very learned and he was pure devotee. And in their kingdom, the son of Rishabdev, now Jogendra came. He was doing 5 sacrifices, thousands of Hrithiks and others were there. When now Jogendra 9 came, all stood up. You know Rishabdev, he had 100 sons. The eldest was Bharat Maharaj, and he was the king of Ajanab, Varsha, and by his name it became Bharat Varsha. He was a great devotee. He left this world as a stool and he was doing bhajan in the forest. And he reached up to Rati Avastha, Bhav. Shuddha Sattva. And then, anyhow, he was entangled with a baby deer. And he used to lump what he has left before. No? He had left his son, daughter, wife, wealth, big kingdom, everything. But now, was so much attached. So three births he lost. At the time of death, what he was doing?
Thinking about that.
Remembering, oh, my dear son, oh, very auspicious, where you used to travel, your feet dust, it was the place of fire sacrifices. And in the meantime, death come, and he remembered. So if anyone will attach to a beautiful lady, what will be result? If to deer attached and he lost, and he was up to bhavavastha, and then we of no place, or thousands and hundreds of lives, we will lose. Be careful. And then he became, reminding him, became what? Deer. So if we will attach too much to our family, lady, wife, son, and at the death of that time, they must come in or remember, and we will be, oh, lady. Ladies will be male. So be careful. No Jogendra, after three lives, he again received the same state and he attended Krishna Prem and liberated. No Jogendra, they were from beginning like Sanak Sanandan Sanatan Sanat Kumar. Paramahansa, no jati, no nothing. They used to go everywhere where they like, in Swarga, heaven, up to Brahmalok, yet everywhere not. So when he came, they came, all stood up. And Nani Maharaj told, the fruit of all the yajna has come here. Now we stop the yajna. No need of doing any sacrifice. And then he asked the same question. Same question. So, now we will begin 11th canto. When Narad came to Vasudev Maharaj, Vasudev told, Bhagavan Bhavato Jatra Swastaye Sarvadehi Nam Kipananang Jatha Pitro Uttam Shloka Vartana. Oh, Narad Rishi, you are traveling to this world is for the benefit of the whole world. You are so merciful, more than father and mother. Bhutanam Devacharitam. If you will worship gods, demigods, If he wants poison, they will give poison. Even Shankar, he gave a bone to Bhasmasur, to whom you will keep your hands. So Indra, Varun, Jam, all, they will give what you benediction want. They will never think that whether it is poison or it is
nectar.
Then so when Nemi Maharaj, when fire sacrifice was stopped, then Videhu Bhacha, Nemi Maharaj, Manne Bhagavata Sakshat Parshudo Vod, Madhu Disha, Vishnu, Bhutani, Lokani, Pavanan, Charantihi. Oh, I think that you are Parshad of Madhudvesha, Krishna, Supreme Lord. They always travel in the whole world out of mercy to teach them Bhagavad Dharma. Like at the time of Ajamil, Vishnu Dev came, they were going to travel in the world. And they saw and told him so many things. And then he went to Haridwar and began to chant pure name of Narayan. And thus he achieved the prema and he galloped to Vaikuntha Dham. So Durlabho Manuso Deho Deha Dehinang Chanabhangura Tatrapi Durlabham Manne Vaikuntha Priya Darshana. Can you? You have not? You can take the book and... I told you to be prepared. Yeah.
I don't know which slope.
Although you can see this slope. You have noted. From tomorrow, you should note down all these books. Ekadasha Skanda, second chapter, 29th slok.
Durlabha manuso deho dehinam kshana bhangura Tatrapi durlabham manye Vaikuntha priyadarshana.
And he told that himself Krishna, Supreme Lord, has so many process of attaining him, easiest thing. If he will run, closing your eyes, means, what is the meaning? If you will neglect something within marga, no harm. By that, you will attain Prajprema, Krishna Prema. And then, he began to tell, Kayena Vacha, Manasa Indriyaiva Va, Buddhyatmana Vanusit Svabhat, Karo Dijatat Sakalam Parashmai Narayani Tisat.
What number is that on?
It is not the Prahlad Maharaj Upakhyan.
So, in accordance with the particular nature one has acquired in conditioned life, whatever one does with body, words, mind, senses, intelligence, or purified consciousness, one should offer to the Supreme, thinking this is for the pleasure of Lord Narayan.
Or,
next verse.
Meaning?
Gurave Gaura Chandaya Radhikaya Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namaha. Means this body that we have received is due to our past activities. Therefore, with whatever we have, our Prarabdha Karma, with which our present body is now made of, in whatever condition one finds oneself, one should engage one's body, mind, words, intelligence, and consciousness as an offering to the Supreme Lord. For example, this Bhagavad Dharma is so broad, one should not think, oh, this is only for human beings. Because we see even those in the lowest species of life who have achieved the body as a result of their past karma, they can also engage in Bhagavad Bhakti. Like Gajendra, Indrajul Maharaj, because of his karma, his past activities, he was cursed by Angira Rishi to take the form of an elephant. Despite being an elephant, he could still engage in Bhagavad Bhakti. Or what to speak of devotees like Garuda, even despite assuming, of course it's an eternal parikha form, but even assuming the form of bird, he could still engage in Bhagavad Bhakti. Therefore this Bhagavad Bhakti, this chanting of the holy name, can be performed in any condition. Atako Bhakti Vinod, he prayed, Kita Jan Mahao Jata Tura Das Bahir Mukha Brahma Nahimora As. He said, even as a result of my past activities, I have to take birth as a worm. Still, I want to take birth as a worm in the house of a devotee, so I can get the chance for a Sangha or Vaishnav. I don't want to be born even as Lord Brahma if I am born against you, without the chance of satsanga. Therefore, this Bhagavad, like Guru Maharaj was saying, even if one runs with eyes closed, there can be no fear of fall down. Even if there is some mistake in the devotee's performance of Shravan Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam, there's no doubt he will achieve the supreme destination. As a result of his past activities, Valmiki took birth as the dacoit Ratnakar, but he chanted the holy name backwards. Still he achieved perfection. Ultanama Japatiya Jagajani Valmiki Vayu Brahmana Samani. Therefore there's no question of anyone falling on this path of bhakti. Even though Bharat Maharaj, he was degraded by his activities to take birth as a deer, still he could achieve the topmost destination. Even though Maharaj Chitraketu, as a result of his activities, he had to take birth as the Asura Britasura, still he achieved complete perfection. Therefore, one should not think, oh, this present body is unfavorable for bhajan, oh, I was born in the West, oh, I have so many bad samskar. This Navagendra Sambhad says, whatever you have, in whatever condition, whatever time, place, circumstance, this bhakti has no obstacle. One can engage whatever one has, in whatever condition, in the service of the Lord and achieve complete perfection. This was Pujapati Vigamaraj's favorite verse. Boyam dvitiya bhavanesa tasyadi sadvipasya vipari yosmiti tadmaya taya abhajet buddhatvam bhaktyeki sham guru devatmanaha. Guru devatmanaha. Atma. So this was the question Nimi Maharaj asked, how can even a foolish person who has no knowledge, how they can cross this ocean of birth and death? So boyam dvitiya abhavanesa tasyat. So viparyasro smiti, the living entity, because he has minute independence, and because of minute independence he's come to this world, he has developed viparyo smriti, means a feeling of enviousness towards Krishna. Oh, why he should be the center of everything, why he should be bhakta, why he should be the enjoyer, I should be the enjoyer, I should be the center. Therefore, because of viparyo smriti, because of enviousness of Krishna, he falls to this world and immediately he experiences boyam dvitiya abhavanesa tasyat. Immediately he experiences fear because he associates with, he is claiming something as his own. Pujapati Vigamaraj gave an example. For example, a brahmachari, he's alone doing bhajan, then he's very happy. But as soon as he marries, immediately comes fear because he thinks she is mine. Then comes fear, what happens if someone else takes her? What happens if she becomes sick? Then the baby comes, then more fear comes. Oh, I have to supply for the baby, I have to do this, I have to do that. Because as soon as one thinks this is mine, immediately comes a situation of fear. For example, if we're walking down the road, we have no money, nischint, no problem. Do we have $10,000 in our pocket, Ben? Thinking, oh, everyone will rob me. Therefore, boyam dvitiya. That feeling of dvitiya, or dual mentality, is the cause of fear. Therefore, this is called bhaktek. This is called abhujat buddhatvam. This is called maya, or that which is not. Which is not, isn't it? You are not the enjoyer, and nothing is yours. That is called maya. So maya produces that feeling of aham mamata, mamati. I am this body and this is mine. Therefore, what to do? Because we are all in this present situation. Therefore, there is only one medicine that even a most foolish person can adopt. Bhakti ki sham gurudevatmana. Gurudevatma. Bhakti ki sham. Ek sham. That means
Devi is paramaradhya.
Gurudev is our most worshipful, and one should perform one-pointed devotion to him. That means Guru. Now at the present we're thinking, well, my Atma belongs to me. I am this Atma. I am independent. So one should, like
what?
One has the
what?
Same.
What?
Now we are thinking, this Atma is, I belong to myself. This Atma is mine.
Here Atma means Priya.
So
Gurudev is my Priyatan. Knowing this, you to serve Gurudev. Don't disobey him. Otherwise, fall down. So, you should know that Gurudev is our most priyatam bandhu.
Most dear friend.
And we should obey and serve him. And by that, we should serve always Radha Krishna Kanyuga. This is easiest method. If bhayam ditiya, if you will forget Krishna, then you will have to be what? Too much asakti in this world. Oh, I am this world. Oh, old age will come and then I will die. You think that I will die. So bhayam. Oh, at the time of death we cannot take anything. And so many diseases, so many problems in this world. So bhayam. That is why you should know Gurudev, your parama bandhu. More than father, mother and relative and wife. And obey him and worship him and then do bhajan to Radha Krishna. Sharanam subhadrani rathangapani janmani karmani cha jani loke gitani namani tadarthakani gayan bilajyo vichare prasanga. Sajjan Maharaj kind. Then you. You frame prayer again.
Ek vam prasa swapi nama kesa. So here, the symptoms of the Mahabhagavat in the stage of prema have been described. What is he doing? Wandering here and there without any attachment, and vilajja means without any shame. He's not embarrassed or afraid to sing and dance. Why? Because he cannot see the people and society of this world. He's completely absorbed in his eternal identity and eternal relationship with Krishna. And what does he do? Srinivan Subhadrani Ratangapanya. He's hearing the beautiful, auspicious pastimes of Sri Krishna. Janmani Karmani, about Krishna's birth and Krishna's activities. And Chayani Loke, Srila Vishnu Chakri Thakur said, Chayani
Priya Nama Kritya Jata Anurago Dhe Chitta Uchyai Hasatta Tho Roda Tirauti Gaya Unamadya Nitya Tiroka Bahya. So, evam vrata. Vrata means Janmashtami vrata and other vrata. So, our vrata should be or to chant and to sing the glories of Krishna. Radhe, 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 Jaya Shri Radhe. Radhe, 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 Jaya Shri Radhe.
Sri Yashoda Kanaya Prasida Sri Vallabhi Ji Vanaradhikesha Radhe Radhe Jai Jai Shri Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe 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 Radhe
Priya Namakritya. The names which are very favorable for you, you should chant. Like gopis, you should do. In their household activities also. If they were for chanting,
Govinda Dhamma Dharamaya Veti Govinda Dhamma Dharamaya Veti Govinda Dhamma Dharamaya Veti Govinda Dhamma Dharamaya Veti
Brahmi, even Brahmi
Govinda Dhamma Dharamaya Veti
sleep her children. Oh, don't weep. You should sleep. That not telling like that.
Govinda Dhamma Dharamaya Veti Govinda Dhamma Dharamaya Veti.
Don't say, oh, hands up like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And singing. Weeping, Jaton Raga. At once, Krishna Prem comes. He cannot say, Duta Chitta Uchyai. Loudly, 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 he began to chant.
Govinda Dhamma Dharamaya Veti. Govinda Dhamma Dharamaya Veti. Govinda Dhamma.
Sometimes he sees that Krishna is playing with all the boys, Madhumangal and all. Madhumangal told, if you will give your float, your dress, your peacock feather, no one will give anything to you. All laddu and everything they will give to me. Krishna told, oh, you should take. And he gave his peacock feather, pitambar, everything. And in the meantime, Keshi came. And he, with his behind leg, oh, he did like so. And then Madhumangal, then all began to laugh. Remembering this, and began to laugh louder. Anyone low, the person, general person, they don't know why he is laughing. They think that he is mad person. But really what? Always remembering the sweet pastime. Hasat. Oh, very loudly, he begins to laugh.
Ho, 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 like
or sometimes he saw that Krishna disappeared. Then he began to weep louder. Why he is weeping? No one knows. Gayat Unmada, like mad person. And he sometimes Sannityati. To please Krishna, she dances. Oh, no shame at all, nothing. So these are the symptoms of it, Mahabhagavata. We should try to follow. Don't be attached in anything, worldly things. It is very, very durlabh janma. Rare. Even demigods want to be human. Don't stand. Then he began to tell, bhakti pareshanu bhavo virakti ranetra. Can you try? Though it is very hard to understand, but you will have one day to know all these things. So don't think that it is very hard, we cannot understand, and give your attention to other things. Don't. Try to understand. One day, certainly you will have to come to this stage, and then, Nishtha, Ruchi, and others will come.
So here in the 42nd text of the second chapter of the 11th canto, Maharaj Nemi is saying, Bhakti Pareshan Baba Bhaktir Anita Chaita Sika Eka Kala.
With all time, one moment, what doing? By all senses, by mind, remembering the sweet pastimes of Krishna. By ear, hearing the sweet pastimes of Krishna. By mouth, singing the glories of Krishna and his name and other things. With hands, serving. With feet, traveling in the holy places of Vrindavan, Navadvip Dham, and Nilashabdham. So by all organs, you should utilize all our senses all the time, that Maya cannot enter in our heart. And thus, if you will do, then he is Bhagavat. And then that person will have achieved eternal peace. And also Krishna prema. Then, hearing this, the king again asked, Atha Bhagavatam Bhuta Jad Dharmo Jadri Samirinam. I want to know the symptom of Bhagavata. How they talk. How they behave, what they tell, I want to know. What is their nature, and with what symptoms he can be most dear to Krishna, I want to know. And then he began to tell, Sat Bhuteshu Jah Pashyetu.
Ananatimidandasa Gananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Mritangjana Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama.
June 4th.
March 14, 2006. My blessings to Dilba Mangal. Uh-huh. I thought that was the part of Radha and Krishna. And Chintamani. And Chintamani. We should know. Dilba Mangal was too attached. And for that attachment, he wanted to please prostitute. And so a rotten
dead body
looked like bone. And went to her house in the midnight when Rani was ready. And taking extra pence, they climbed on the wall. And from there he fell down. Then prostitute told him, why not this love and affection for Krishna? Why for this material body? Full of what? Urine, blood, and sex. And then he was renounced and began to go to Vrindavan. In the way, again he was attached with a lily. And then he took what he did. And then he began to go to Vrindavan. And then mercifully Krishna came and took him to Vrindavan. There he also, Dilba Mangal, saw conjugal and then told, oh, I don't want to keep these eyes from blonde. I have seen you. I want to remember always. Then Krishna and Radhika mercifully did like so. And then he began to chant and remember Krishna. What he told, a shloks, it is called Krishna Karnam. It is nectar for the ear of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu collected in his South India too. And gave it to all devotees to remember all these shlokas. So, Dilba Mangal Prabhu ki
jai.
My blessings.
Long time, Rambe.